and busy hands fell to tearing off the wrappings, and out there came a figure about 2.5 feet high, sort of hermaphrodite figure, which was in brass and had no kind of vague allegorical significance. Might have been suitable for an athletic trophy. President Lee, always the eager optimist, said, "Well, what do you think of the fellow, gentlemen?" And everybody was enormously embarrassed. I recall several of the comments that seemed irrelevant but now to be highly humorous. One was that our students come from poor families. They have rather small living rooms. Another one was, it looks more like an athletic trophy than something for educational deficiency. Are you sure this is what it might be? And everybody was trying to be very tactful about it, but we finally found that nobody said anything positive. As a matter of fact, if I guess President Lee and this member of the council hadn't been there, we would have all laughed out loud. I don't know how we handled that. I believe I came up with an interesting solution which saved face all around so that we could use some other means and push this to one side as being kind of athletic trophy. Oh, yes, I suggested books. Because you can't, as they say, you can't beat a candidate if you have no candidate against him. Political deal. So I suggested books, and that gave everybody something positive they could talk about. And of course, everybody, whatever his educational point of view, could instantly jump into that and then bat that around and came up with a reasonable solution. As a matter of fact, that's what the prize eventually turned out to be.
Books.
Remember, I guess you want to get on to other things, when our graduate program was a building and was finally, I guess, put into full force at the year that I was in France on a sabbatical leave, 1964, 65, and somebody here sent me the flyer. And it was that long and announced the English department's graduate program. This is I'm really speaking about the English department's graduate program, since other departments in the sciences had their graduate program before we did.
Yes.
And this brochure explained that the State University of New York at Stony Brook was situated in a quaint New England fishing village. And I found that description quite exaggerated, and sent back a note to, I think it was Bob Jordan, who was Dean of Humanities at that time. I said, remember me to the boys at neck mending time. But I think after that our publicity became more restrained and didn't emphasize the quaintness.
Were you involved in the consideration of the candidate brought in by Harry Porter, who at the time, I think, was president of Fredonia?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about that? Because Harry himself had been president of Fredonia, and apparently he brought his successor in as a possible candidate for the presidency of Stony Brook. And I believe the faculty was not impressed.
No, the faculty was not impressed. I remember one negative thing, which is no reflection on the man in any sense. But it was a letter of recommendation that should not have been passed around in his favor. It seems that the man was... Among other, as an avocation, he was a breeder of Angus cattle.
Oh,
is that correct? don't know. Fredonia,
I don't
think
know.
He was.
I see.
And this was from a person who was an associate of his in that cattle breeding association. And he ended it up with this sentence, which I very clearly remember. I could not name any other person who's done so much for the breed. Period. Close quote. And that seemed to be one of the oddest things in the world to say about somebody who's going to be heading an educational institution. And I'm sure everybody else who saw that letter remembers it and set it aside. I don't remember the gentleman himself very clearly. I think that with the mindset...
He was a chemist. By training.
I think with the mindset that we had, and that many of us had in those days, I won't put myself in and take myself out, but the mindset that we had against educationists in the bad sense, we might have assumed that as president of what he assumed to be a teacher's college, he was not the place for us. This is not the place for him. And I think the sense of the State University of New York, organized, as you know, for the first time in 1948, first formally organized, you know, the story about the gentleman's agreement and all that.
Let's get it down here, but I would like to stop it because we're getting close to the